We welcome you back courtside to the Times Union Center, where Monmouth trails Siena 35-23 here at halftime. And our halftime show is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. As we now take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Coke Zero, enjoy everything. The other two games currently being played in the MAC right now both directly impact MU, as in Jersey City, Niagara leads at St. Peter's 29-28. And in Poughkeepsie, Marist leads Quinnipiac 42-33. So, Steve, if these two scores hold up, Monmouth in that 8-9 matchup will take on St. Peter's, and Marist would move up into that 7 spot, potentially, with that 9-point lead. Again, later, Ryder visits Iona, and Canisius visits Manhattan. Those games being played later today, as we'll take a look again at those MAC standings, which are of so much importance as we have here our final day of the 2014 regular season. Iona, well, they can't be caught. They are the number one seed and regular season champions this year heading into Springfield. Manhattan, Quinnipiac, and Canisius are all tied at 14-5. They're all trying for that number two seed. And I think the biggest thing to get on the opposite side of the bracket of Iona.
Absolutely. Iona, to me, they look like men on a mission. They're so talented, and they have a veteran group, and Armand and Lowry there, and A.J. English has been phenomenal for them. They look like men on a mission to me.
Mr. Lowry. He's so good.
What is that? Bad Boys? Bad Boys reference by you.
It's a great Bad Boys reference. I'd say I'm dating myself, but it's not that old.
Not yet.
It's getting there. After that, Siena is 10-9. So right now, they look to be locked into that 5 seed. They are indeed locked into the 5 seed. Ryder is 9-10. They're trying for that 6 spot. St. Peter's and Marist are tied at 8-11. But St. Peter's, again, is trailing and Marist is winning. So if that holds true, Monmouth would play St. Peter's. The Hawks are in 9th at 5-14. Fairfield is done with their league schedule. They are right now in 10th at 4-16. And Niagara is 3-16. But if Niagara, which is leading St. Peter's, now ties Fairfield, then you got all kinds of tiebreakers. So what we do know, Steve, is Monmouth will either play St. Peter's or Marist. Fans will try to stay on the air as long as we can, within reason, to get you Monmouth's first-round matchup for sure. If they both win or both lose, I'll be honest, I'm unsure of the tiebreaker between those two teams. We'll try to give you as many answers as we can here on our broadcast this afternoon. Now, Steve, let's take a quick look at first half statistics. Siena, led by Brett Bispinks, 13 points, 10 for Evan Himes. The Saints shoot 40%, but the big number, they go 15 of 16 from the foul line. Andrew Nicholas leads MU with 12. Deion Jones has 7. Hawks shoot just 27%, go just 5 of 9 from the foul line. They do force 8 Siena turnovers, but they commit 10 of their own, and it was a first half dominated by Siena as they led the entire way.
I think Siena is just completely outplaying Monmouth right now in that first half. Monmouth only shooting 8 of 29 from the floor. It's 27%. And Siena worked their way back up to 40%. They were in the 30s, in the low 30s for a while. They ended up getting some layups late in the first half, and ended up working their percentage back up to 40%. Also, big number, 15 of 16 from the foul line. Monmouth 5 of 9, with Siena getting to the foul line and also making their free throws. But Monmouth just looks a step slow. They can't get the 50-50 balls. They're having trouble catching balls. It's just Siena completely outplayed him in the first half.
And the Saints team, again, is locked into that number 5 seed. Monmouth, likewise, locked into the number 9 seed. We do know Thursday afternoon in Springfield, Monmouth will be playing in that 5 o'clock game, as myself, Matt Harmon, and Steve will have the call for you for every game of the MAC tournament. The MU women are actually also locked into their seed. They'll be playing at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday. And Steve, talk about, from a different point of view, you know, your time as a Monmouth Hawk, the NEC tournament was host site. You had a couple days in between. This MAC tournament, which I think from a basketball standpoint is a better tournament, you get that 4-game-in-5-day feel. If you go on a run, you could make a run to the tournament. That's kind of what March is all about.
challenges.
Yeah, and a lot of the tournaments are now like that, where the difference in the NEC is that you would play, you would have a few days off. You would
on play, host sites, too.
Right, and then you would play again, where you're at a neutral site, and if you make a run and you're one of the teams that didn't get a first-round bye, you could be playing four games in 5 days, and that could also be very taxing. It really sets up for the teams, obviously, who get that bye and can get that extra game of rest.
And here's my point to ask you is, we are at halftime here, and Monmouth does trail Siena at the half, 35-23. We know Iona's the one seed. Those three teams that are tied for second at 14-5, Manhattan, Quinnipiac, Canisius, in your opinion, does the MAC champ come from one of those four teams? Is it that much of a top-heavy league? Now, I'd say it's a very balanced league, and I think we'd all agree, but realistically, one of those four going to cut down the nets in Springfield?
To me, my first choice, and this is not going out on a limb, I would think Iona is going to win the MAC conference this year. If I had to take a second team to win the conference, I'd actually take Quinnipiac. I like Umar Shannon playing the point guard for them. They have a big guard in Zaid Hurst, and then they obviously have Drame and Ike Azatam, who are phenomenal for them. So to me, my picks right now would be Iona to win it, and then if not Iona, I would pick Quinnipiac.
Do you see at all a team outside of those top four capable of making a run?
Yeah, I think, oh well, let's be honest about something. Manhattan was picked first in the league this year, so Manhattan could make a run and win the league. And Canisius, if Billy Barron gets going, they're a team that relies on the three-point shot. So if Billy Barron gets going, and then the guys around him, like Lewis, Perez, Jordan Heath, if those guys knock down threes consistently, again, it's three games in a very short time period. If teams get hot, they can carry that momentum all the way to the championship. So I think Canisius and Manhattan would be the next two teams from there. I don't know. I don't really see anybody else making a run. Ryder's talented, but I'm actually surprised at the year Ryder had. I thought they would be a little bit better. So I think those four teams are really the only teams that could win the MAC championship this year.
We've seen the MAC winner make runs to the Sweet 16 in the NCAAs. We know they'll get a pretty decent seed if it's one of the top teams. And we'll find out what that field is, potentially, by the time we get off the air this afternoon. Hawks trail Siena here at halftime, 35-23. We step out for one quick 30-second timeout, and we'll have the second half of action for you here at the Times Union Center here on the Shore Sports Network.